פרגרף זיין. ועל כן זה שרוצה לעשות במסו מתן צורך לידע ולהאמין כי לאי בכוח יגבריש, ואין חוכמה ואין עצה ואין תפולה נגד השם. Therefore, a person who's involved in earning a living, especially in business, has to know and believe that it's not with koyach, it's not with his intelligence, with his knowledge, with his research, that he's going to make the money. And there's no eitzur tvuna chashom when it's neged Hashem. Rak yivakesh rachmim mimi shehoisher shaloi. But rather he should beg the one to whom all wealth belongs, which is Hashem. He should plead with the one who owns all wealth, שישפיע עליו עצה טובה, that Hashem should give him עצה טובה, שיזכה לידע במה לסחור באופן שביר פרנסוסוי, that he should know what to invest in, what to do business in, all the questions that he has regarding his parnosa, that Hashem should give him the answers. ועל כן באמת צורך הסוחר להזכרי ועצמוי לתלמד חכם. And this is why those people who go out to work must become mekurav to the Talmud Chacham. Sheze b'chinas emunas chachamim kanal. Ki ikar ho'etzo ha'shleimo, shehu hatzlochas ha'masumaten, hu al yidei emunas chachamim kanal. Because as Rabbein Azal shows in that term in the Kutimran, in order to be zochet to shleimo sa'etzo, you need emunas chachamim. Vafilu kishe zoiche le'etzo shleimo ba'masumaten shaloi. Umarviach momoin adayin ein ho'etzo b'shleimus. And even when already Hashem helps the person, the person zoiche to get the right advice, and he makes money, he earns money, that doesn't mean yet that the etzo is b'shleimus. Kiim kishe zoiche le'hisnaigim ha'momoin b'gdusha b'koroi. Until he's zoche to use the money, to allocate the money properly. Lo seis tzedakah harbe, to give a lot of tzedakah, velihiyoy someach bechelkoy, and to be happy with what he has, to be genuinely happy. Happy means secure, no worrying. That's simcha. Simcha means the person feels secure. Baruch Hashem for what I have. Hashem is giving me everything I need. Tomorrow, my children, my grandchildren, all of those questions, to be able to squash them, to be able to be strong in emuna and bitochin, va'al yihye otz lahashir, not to be crazy that I need more, I need a bigger house, I need a better car, I need, you know, those kind of attitudes. V'lo yisafe b'chol pam yoyser, and not to always want more and keep raising his standard of living, that when he makes $100,000 a year, he's living on $150,000. When he makes $500,000, he's living on $1,000,000, you know, or $2,000,000. And the way most of the world operates, Rachmana Litzlan, ba'ofen sheyizkeh al yedei hamomoin v'parnosa sheyemshich la'asek b'avodas Hashem be'emes, so that as a result of the parnosa that Hashem has given him, he'll be able to serve Hashem, he'll be able to study Torah, set aside time for Torah, for tefillah. Ki tachlis hamasa umatn v'parnosa hu b'shvil ha'Torah, because the purpose of going out to work and everything is to allow you to study Torah. Kama Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says, Toiv Torah im Derech Eretz. So again, the Derech Eretz has to be connected to the Torah, and the Torah is in front. V'zeh ikru ho'etzo ha'shleimo ha'toivo, k'shezoich al yidei atzosoi, sheher la'ashim izborach ma'masu matin, sh'aydei zeh hirviach momoin, latzliach ha'idei zeh hatzloch ha'nitzchiyas v'amitiyas, la'as es ritzen ha'shim izborach ha'idei zeh. Listen to Rav Nosson Zal's words. This is called shleimus ha'etzah toiva. When the person zoicha by having the right direction that Hashem gave him in his business, that he makes money, and he's matzliach hatzlocha nitzchias, not just hatzlocha in this physical hatzlocha, he's matzliach eternal hatzlocha. How? By doing what Hashem wants him to do, by living the kind of life that Hashem wants him to live. Va'oz daiko nechshav eitzah toivu shleima. That's when it's called success. People have different definitions of success. Wow, I made a killing in business. He made a killing. He went from 6 million to 60 million. And then a few weeks later, he was divorced. And they put him in jail because they... And then when he got out of jail, it was him and the dog. Him and the dog are living in the apartment on the Upper East Side, and he's wealthy, and what is he? He's in the bathroom. What does he have? He has moisturizers. That's called success. Rav Nosson says success is, number one, when Hashem Mamish shows you how to make money, And then Yezocher used the money for Nitzchius. Yezocher used the money, number one, to support the Zvulun. And number two, even in your own life, you define your life properly, where you make sure that you're a Torah Derech Eretz, and that you're allocating the right, you're living at the right standard, and you're doing the right things. Aval im chas v'sholom hu marviach momoin ve'em im esnai boi keshura. Whereas if chas v'sholom, a person makes money and he doesn't use it the right way, mikol shkein keshechas v'sholom noifel v'yoyred, al yidei ze umamayit avodos chas v'sholom, especially if the opposite happens, that is, as a result of him becoming richer and richer, His yarmulke becomes smaller and smaller. His Yiddishkeit, his religion, his time for Torah and his ability to come to shul becomes less and less because he's so involved in his business. He's got so many commitments and so many different things. Zehu bechinas oisher shomer lebolav l'rosoi. That's called what the Torah says, a wealth that's designated for a person to hurt him. So that's not called success. That, wow, he made the right move, he made the right decision, the right investments, when it ended up harming him. Since as a result of him having made this big sum of money, his chances at eternity have gone down, 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 Rachmana Litzlan. Ki ikar tikun ho etsa toivahu, kishezoichel atzliach haide atzosoi ba'achrisoi, lesoifoi, lo'ad, ola netzach boilam haba, shekuloi orach v'toi v'nitzchi. Because the real tikun ho etsa, real success in life, real etsa toivah is when a person zoicha to be matzliach as a result of the etsa over there, in the eternal life, which is permanent in Olam Haba. Ki toiv achris davor mereishisoi. As the Pasuk says, the end is much more important than the beginning. What the beginning, the time in this world is a joke. It's here today, gone tomorrow. All the money we spend in this world is checking account. It's in and out, in and out. The savings account is the Torah and mitzvos and maisim toivim and the tzedakah and all. That's a person's savings account. That's a person's eternity.